Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. It was pretty... A tragic event happened yesterday, and it affected our lives, you know what I'm saying? Our childhood lives that we, you know, grew up watching this man play basketball, you know, with the Lakers for over 20 years. Kobe Bryant has passed away, and his daughter, Gigi, passed away as well in a helicopter accident. In, you know, in California, it shocked everybody. You know, I'm still in shock. You know, people couldn't even sleep last night. You know what I'm saying? Because of this event that took place. It's just crazy, man. It's just I grew up watching this guy play basketball. You know what I'm saying? NBA Finals when I was, you know, I was in middle school when they won in 2002 with Shaq. You know, I remember all that. I remember Kobe, you know, when he retired. You know, it was. Damn, like, you know, it's crazy. It's just, it's shock, you know, but it's not a coincidence, too. Like, some people, a lot of people will think it's, you know, predictive programming that he was set up by the, you know, it was planned to get him killed. You know, it was, you know, possibly a blood sacrifice. That's what this, you know, people are saying this because, you know, LeBron James passed his, you know, the most scoring points. He passed Kobe on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I find it fishy too, because, you know what I'm saying? LeBron just passed Kobe on Saturday with the most scoring points, and then, you know, this tragedy happens. You know what I'm saying? It's like something does not add up. I know shit happens, but it's like, it's kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, you know, you put, you know, it's kind of fishy. So, who knows? You know what I'm saying? It could be set up, it couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because accidents happen. You know? But it's just a shock. Everybody's in shock. Like, how this happened. You know what I'm saying? The fact that his daughter was with him, too. They were going to go to... supposedly, they were going to go to a basketball, you know. They had, like, a activity going on with the youth, the kids. They were going to go, you know, go play, you know. Go, you know, with the youth and play with them, and organization pretty much for the kids and stuff. They were gonna go in the helicopter, and then the helicopter just, you know, it crashed. There were six other people on it. No, I'm sorry, yeah, nine people altogether in the accident, you know, that passed, you know, including, you know, with Kobe and his daughter. So this is sad, man. It's just, you know, I have no words like that right now to say, because everybody's in shock, man. What can you say? This shit, you know, like, this is a big, we're going to remember it. We're going to remember January 26th for a while. You know what I'm saying? So, it's crazy. Kobe Bryant, man. And supposedly they follow by numerology, the numbers, 2 and 6. You know, 26, 2 plus 6, 8. That Kobe was number 8 in the jersey. So they marked that. I don't know how that works, the numerology shit. So they go by that, and it was set up, you know, by design to have him killed this day. It was just crazy. And his daughter's 13, represents the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. So there's so much shit around this. There's so much stories, like, behind this. So who knows? You know, like I said, you know, LeBron did pass Kobe with the most scoring points in the NBA on Saturday, you know, and Kobe was there. So I find it, you know, kind of odd and fishy. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I don't know how you guys feel about it, you know. But it's just still a shock, you know, the fact that he's gone on his daughter. You know, it's just shocked everybody. This is just, you know, mind you, we grew up watching this guy. I grew up watching this man play NBA, you know, with the Lakers, you know, back in the 2000s. He was number 8, and then he's with 24 in the finals. You know, this guy scored fucking, what, 60 points? Or over 60 points at his, when he was about to retire. So it's like, it's crazy. You know, the fact that this happens and all that, you know. He had a helicopter. He always had a helicopter because, you know, he didn't want to be in traffic. There was always traffic. He was always late to organizations, you know, for kids that, you know, he didn't want to be late to any activities he had going on, you know, for him and organizations that he had going. So he had the helicopter. He's like, why be stuck in traffic if I have my helicopter? You know, so he planned it. It was his own helicopter. So, you know, it's crazy how this happens, man. It's an accident. And it's affected everybody, man. Like I said, I'm still in shock. A lot of people couldn't even sleep last night. Even there were NBA games, like the Knicks, Nets, they were playing. They were just stopped. They were doing 24 shot clock violations on purpose and 8-point violations. Violation on purpose. Like, you know, they did it to honor Kobe. But it was just, it's crazy. I don't even know what the fuck to say. Like, the words are out here, like, damn. Why Kobe, man? Why Kobe? Why his daughter? You know, it's just, that's life. I understand things happen, man. You always got to cherish, you know, life as how it is, man. Stop arguing with people. Stop, you know, if you have issues, just try to solve them. You never know when the Lord wants you, man. Because, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, the Lord does things for a reason. And we all need to fucking cherish what we got, you know what I'm saying? And be more fucking positive and be happy, get along with your peers or your family, you know, whatever, man. Just be more positive with things, because Kobe was very positive. You know, he would, even though, you know, he was in the industry, this man, you know, changed a lot of kids' lives, and, you know, people idolized him, you know. And it's crazy how this happens, man. But that's what happens. This is what happens, man. Like, in the industry, like, things like this, you know, accidents and tragedies happen, events. So it's like, it is, you know, hey, what can we do, man? Just live your life. Remember Kobe and all the things he did. You know, all the things he did for the kids and the activities, you know, he pushed his daughter to be, you know, to push her for basketball, you know. She was planning on playing too. She was planning on going to the WNBA. And, you know, this tragic event happens. It's just, you never know, man. Life has its moments, man. That's why you gotta, you know, just be happy with your loved ones. Be there, support them. Because you never know, man. Shit like this can happen, man. This is a shocker for 2020, man. It's just, we just in January, you know what I'm saying? We just in the end of January. We still got 11 more months to go, you know what I'm saying? And this whole Kobe just made it the whole year in shock. Like, the whole year is already devastated. And like I said, the year just started. We still have 11 more months to go. So it's like, damn. It's fucked up, but it's like, it's crazy. It's life, you know. What can we do? All we gotta do is live our life and do what we gotta do, man. You know, Kobe did his thing, man. Kobe, you know, 41 years old. His daughter was 13. You know, he was young. You know, he was very young. But like I said, it don't matter, man. Age, but the Lord wants you. The Lord wants you. You know, Kobe did, you know. And led by example, he had the game, he led the lead over 20 years with the Lakers, man. And just everybody's in shock still, man. Like, it's crazy. People couldn't even sleep last night, man, because still in shock about Kobe, you know. So it affected a lot of people, man. It really did. And, you know, I hope you guys, you know, take a valuable lesson in this, man. And cherish life as you can, man. Stop being negative. Stop, you know. Stop worrying about what other people are doing, talking about you, or drama, all that shit. You gotta leave that shit to the side, man. You worry about now, man. Because you never know, man. Just life just gets you, when the Lord calls you, he's you know, he's ready for you. You ready to go, man. That's why you gotta take things easy and, you know, stop being negative all the time. You know what I'm saying? Live life the way you want to live it. And cherish everything. Just cherish life, man. Be positive, you know. Find happiness in yourself and do what you have to do, man. Kobe did that. Kobe lived his dream. he accomplished his goals. You know, he did his career, Lakers. He has his family, and you know, he did what he had to do. At the end of the day, yeah, I know he's in the NBA. He sold out, but at the end of the day, he did what he had to do. But you know, shit happens. Things just happen. But you know, I hope you guys take a valuable lesson in this and cherish life as you can, man. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.